What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I have the story in front of me. Prosecutors in one Florida county decided Tuesday to drop charges against the former Tampa teacher accused of having sex with a 14-year-old middle school student. And that woman is well known to us today as Deborah LaFave. Justin McElroy is a 17-year-old junior at L.A. Canyon College, L.A. Canyon High, actually, in northern Los Angeles County. And I know that you had a student meeting, Justin, is that correct?
Yes, sir. We called a student prefecture meeting for 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Did it just break up?
Yes, sir, it did.
And did you also have a student assembly on this?
Well, we had a representatives of the homerooms, different homerooms came, and also, we talked a lot about it, you know. And we also talked to our female students about it, and we also had a meeting with Mr. Kingsmith, who is our student advisor, and also Dr. Shell, who is our principal.
And that's Dr.
Robert Shell.
Dr. Robert Shell is the principal up there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, this was in regard to the Deborah LaFave case. You young people heard that the charges in one Florida county were dropped. Is that correct?
I was in my last period class, and a friend of mine who's also the sergeant-at-arms on our student council, Sean Watson, came in, and he said that they had dropped the charges against her, and that's when I said, well, we should have a meeting about it.
Can you tell me what the students at your school discussed?
Well, there was a lot of discussion, and at first there was a lot of confusion about the story, but then we found out about how they had dropped the charges.
Right.
And then we asked for a meeting with Mr. Kingsmith and told him what our conclusions were, and then we asked to have a meeting with Dr. Shell, who's our principal.
Are you still having a meeting? Because I hear you're in a room full of...
It's just some of the students are getting ready to leave, but we pretty much finished the business probably about a half hour ago.
All right, so you asked to meet with Dr. Shell. Now, you met with him to discuss what your student council meeting was about, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And what did you talk about?
Well, we told him that this news about Ms. LaFave was, I guess in our view, it was pretty cut and dried, you know, and it was pretty black and white that I guess the technically sex between students and a teacher was viewed as something that couldn't be prosecuted. And really there was, we just wanted to say a couple of things to him. The first was that we felt that the laws did allow some kind of sexual contact, I guess, between teachers and students, as far as we could see. And we also want to let him know that we had talked with our female students about this, about the legality of male students having sex with female teachers, and they realized, you know, the female students here realize what the situation is, and they've accepted that, and that's what we said.
All right, now Dr. Shell came out of that meeting not happy. It was reported in the media. He said he was not addressed in a civil manner. Can you tell me about that?
Well, no, I mean, it wasn't like that. We were attempting to explain that our high school, we were trying to tell him that our high school doesn't really have female faculty members that you could call or you would consider attractive or anything like that. I mean, and he started to interrupt me, and that's when Sean Wilson, who's our sergeant-at-arms, told him to shut up, which I agree was wrong. But I was trying to say something. He was interrupting me.
So this student told the principal to shut up.
Well, he's our sergeant-at-arms on the student council. And
all right, let me jump in here. So you're saying right now, and you told the principal and you told your faculty advisor, you consider it now legal to have sex with a teacher.
Well, that's what the court said, yeah. And our two things that we...
Well, the court isn't exactly saying that, Justin. The court's saying...
Well, if you looked at the story today, they dropped the charges against the lady. You know,
oh, yeah, but they dropped the charges. However, the court is not technically saying you can have sex with a teacher.
Well, that's really not, I mean, I don't know how you can read it that way. But the other thing I want to mention is the only thing we told Dr. Shaw was that right now even though it's legal to have sex with your teacher, our school doesn't have any female teachers that you'd even want to, you know, be with. And so that was kind of, you know, somebody said it was like a jip, but that kind of a stupid way of putting it. But it is something we have to deal with. And then we said to him, but if they were to hire any teachers here that are good looking, then we feel that the light is pretty much green on having on, you know, and on going into a bed with them.
So you're saying you feel the light's green on going to bed with a teacher?
Yes, sir. That's what the court's saying.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Justin McElroy, a young. He is the young man who is the president of the student prefecture or student council at L.A. Canyon High School. And this ruling in Florida today, where the charges against Deborah LaFave in one county were dropped, was considered by at least one high school and the student council of that high school. And they feel it now is basically saying you can have sex with your teacher. Now, let me ask you something, Justin. How many other high schools do you think are having these meetings? How many other kids are coming to these conclusions?
Well, I think a lot of them are. I've talked to, I mean, I was online this afternoon in the library, in the school library, talking to a lot of kids, you know, especially the male students who are, you know, on student councils around the country. I talked to some kids who are in the, Florida, and everybody pretty much sees it as finally kind of, you know, breaking down the barrier on that, and at least in terms of if you are in a classroom and your teacher is, you know, she's coming on to you, and it's okay to at least, you know, go there because the court said that.
All right, now what about male teachers with female students?
Excuse me?
What, Justin, I'm asking, do you feel that this will apply then, male teachers having sex with female students?
I don't think so, because that's technically, that's rape. I mean,
yeah, but if they say that an adult female teacher will not be charged for having sex with a minor male teacher or a minor male student, why not?
You said a male teacher.
I know. I made a mistake. An adult female teacher having sex with a minor male student, is that the same as an adult male having sex with a minor female student? And you're saying, no, it isn't.
No, I don't really think so, because I was talking to two of our track coaches. One of them is Mr. Ross, and the other is Mr. Taylor, and both of them are, you know, like, they're athletic and everything, and a lot of the girls, you know, have said that they think they're, you know, good-looking or whatever, and both of them said to me there is no way that they could do it, because as much as they want to, because they've said, we've got, you know, I mean, especially in our class, we've got two girls who are going to be probably models, and Mr. Taylor especially said that, you know, he was telling me that this one girl, Kimberly, he'd like to, you know, do it with, but he can't because he knows he'd get charged by the police on it.
All right, he's a smart man, because I think he would.
Well, not according to the ruling, Mr. Henry. And if you read the news,
well, sir, I did read. I read the news story.
Well, I mean, we're just saying, when it comes to the male students and the female teacher, if she's good looking and she's giving you, you know, some messages and stuff, and then we want to be able to, you know, get into it, you know, and not have a faculty get, you know, button in or anything.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to a phone call here. Sheldon, go ahead.
You know what, man? Heat the girl up, first thing. Basically,
excuse me, who am I speaking with?
My name's Sheldon.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Justin. How do you do?
Nice to meet you, Justin. Check this out, man.
I mean, you know, it's in polite company.
All right. Well, we're doing a talk show here, so.
Thank you. Now, even though the court dropped the charges, doesn't mean that it's legal.
What?
Even though the court dropped the charges, does not mean that it's legal.
Well, that's Mr. Okay, Henry. Mr. Henry just said that. You know, I know that. But I'm saying, if they're not going to get prosecuted, then they're not going to be as likely to not want to do it.
That may be the case, but that then falls into a moral judgment on their part.
Well, what's that got to do with what I'm talking about? I mean, what I'm talking about is we've pretty much agreed that if a female teacher wants to have sex with us, that it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be prosecuted.
You can continue to believe that if you want to.
Yeah, you know why I believe it? Because I read the news today. I don't know about what
you're
doing.
That's fine.
The guy's reading the news.
That is only that one state. Florida.
I don't know what
you're doing. In New Hampshire. Fighting California.
Okay,
I bet you'll get locked up for it.
Well, you
not
know what?
Not you, but the teacher.
What do you mean? Why do you say that?
Why do I say that?
Yeah.
Because it's wrong.
Well, it may be wrong. I'm not talking about.
The law.
Hey, dude, the lady got the charges dropped, okay? And you can say it's wrong, but I'm telling you.
Probably got the charges dropped due to technicality.
You know,
they probably didn't have enough evidence.
What?
You ever thought about that?
What are you talking about evidence, man? They put her under house arrest, man.
It's all about what you can prove.
They put her under house arrest. You know, and Mr. Henry, if I could say, I think probably what's going on here is a guy that, you know, wishes that he could have, and he's too old now, and we're young enough.
Too old now?
What?
I'm 24 years old. What are you talking about?
Are you in high school and you're 24? God, good luck.
Not anymore.
Well,
I'm in college.
You're still in college?
When you get to college and you grow up,
dude, you're supposed to graduate when you're 21. You're supposed to graduate from college when you're 21.
Not if you're taking a master's.
Thank you very much for saying master's curriculum.
If you're taking a master's course, Justin.
Yeah, a master's course is 2 years. That's 23. And this guy's 24.
Yeah.
So,
you ever thought about having to have a job and work for something other than have mommy and daddy probably give it to you? No. Didn't think so.
I mean, how long does it take for you to get your certification in plumbing anyway?
Oh, that's real funny, man.
Well, yeah, you know?
The guy's...
Just the mentality of what you're dealing with.
He's telling me that he knows the law, and he's taking heat.
I never said I know the law. I never said that at all. But I did used to be a piece for the House of Representatives, and the laws are fairly clear on things of that nature, whether you want to believe it or not.
You used to paint a house?
He said he was a were you a state representative, Sheldon?
This dude doesn't know what he's talking about, Mr. Henry, because in the news today, Deborah LaFave, they told her, and also, I saw her on a news conference, and she said, "Yeah, all you people that persecuted me, well, guess what? I'm out now, and I hope you all just basically," she said, "just go to hell." I mean, excuse my language.
All right, hold on for a minute, Justin. This is an interesting conversation we have with Justin McElroy. He's a high school senior, or high school junior, rather, and he is a member of his student council. They had a meeting at their school today to discuss the ramifications of the Deborah LaFave case, that this teacher has been, they are not charging her with having sex with a student. What does this mean to high school students? In the case of these high school students, they feel it now means the law is on your side if you want to have sex with your teacher. And, he also indicated that their high school, L.A. Canyon High in northern L.A. County, does not have what he says, quote, are teachers that you'd want to sleep with, end quote, which they feel is unfair. And he mentioned that if they do ever get a hot teacher there, then the light's green. The Deborah LaFave case is what we're talking about here. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Fair and balanced without the porn. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Justin McElroy, who is a high school junior, and we're talking the Deborah LaFave case, and I'll just read it to you. Prosecutors in one Florida county decided Tuesday to drop charges against a former Tampa teacher accused of having sex with a 14-year-old middle school student, and the decision announced hours after a judge rejected a deal plea for Deborah LaFave means the victim won't have to testify. At least one high school had a meeting of students, and you feel now, Justin, you can have sex with a female teacher.
Well, yeah, we do feel that it's legal to do that. We don't know that we're going to have the opportunity, though, because, you know, the percentage, I guess, of teachers that come into a high school environment are not really women that are attractive, and they're good teachers and everything, but we did want to get some clarification from the principal, And
well, the principal, Dr. Schell, said that you were rude to him. You told him to shut up.
No, I didn't tell him to shut up. Our sergeant-at-arms told him to shut up. And
well, all right, you're still minor. You're under the age of 18. You're telling an adult to shut up, who's the principal of the school.
But he was interrupting when I was trying to make a point about he didn't understand. I said to him, Dr. Schell, I was being really respectful. I said, you know, can you read? I mean, here's the news. It says that Deborah LaFave, and she's really good-looking, and, I mean, it's like once in a lifetime if you're going to get a teacher that hot, you know. But I said it technically means that we can, you know, have sex. I also asked him for clarification on whether female students could have sex with male students because the female students, as I mentioned, have been talking about the two gym coaches that we got. And he got all mad, and that's when Sean told him to shut up, you know.
Did he tell him to shut up, or did he tell him to shut his pie hole, or what were the words?
Well, no, I believe he told him to shut up.
Because Dr. Schell told Channel 2, one of the seniors told him to shut his cake hole.
I don't believe that that's true. I think Dr. Schell's lying about that because he knows that when we went in there to his office and I said, yeah, look, you know, this kid got down, you know, or whatever with that teacher and now it's legal. And he's all, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And he was, no, no, no. And that's when Sean said, shut your pie hole or whatever.
You guys understand it's telling a principal, a man with a doctorate, to shut his cake hole when you're not even 18 years of age is highly disrespectful.
Well, I do apologize for that. I mean, Sean is not, he's not a member of the student council, really. He's our sergeant at arms, and he's on our football team, and he's pretty squirrely.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Eddie, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I got a comment about that. When I was in high school, man, I had plenty of teachers that I wouldn't mind having sex with. And if I would have got the chance, I wouldn't have told nobody. It wouldn't have been no media. It wouldn't have been none of this that's going on, you know. I feel like if dude did what he did, then he shouldn't even have told nobody, you know what I'm saying? Because
well, he didn't. His parents did. Jesus, can you read the news? I mean, it was right there.
I'm saying telling people is telling your parents, you know what I'm saying?
He didn't tell his parents. They found out. Because parents, they're talking around and everything. They found out about it.
Nah, see, when they did whatever they did, he wasn't supposed to wrote no email, wrote nothing down, wasn't supposed to put nothing in his binder, in his diary, or nothing like that. He's just supposed to cap it to himself.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay, you're telling me now that's what you do, but when you were 16 and you were stupid, and what are you going to do?
Shit, I mean, look.
Well, how do you know he'd better have been stupid when he was 16?
Well, he doesn't know what he would have done when he was 16.
I graduated from high school when I was 17. I mean, I'm on top of my game. I heard how you talk to the other
dude
or whatever.
I'm gonna graduate from high school when I'm 18. So,
I'm saying, but you just told old boy like he should have been through with school a long time ago because his age. It has nothing to do with age, man. Like this sex thing here, it has nothing to do with age on that. I mean, now granted, he is too young to be having sex with that woman. But
no, they just said you could if you wanted to.
I mean, if you want to, you can do a lot of stuff. If you want to, you can smoke weed, but it's not legal.
Well, but see, they dropped the charges. And so if they drop the charges, are you telling me it's illegal?
Nah, because they dropped charges on stuff that people are guilty of.
And they
prosecute people that's innocent. So,
what?
I mean,
what are you talking about?
I'm talking about what you're saying, man.
No.
You can't trick me up with words. I'm telling you that it doesn't
they
matter.
They just said they dropped the charges, which means technically they're not going to prosecute you if you want to, climb on it.
Nah.
What do you mean climb on it?
Well, I mean, you know, have sex with your teacher.
I mean, would you have sex with one of your teachers?
None of the teachers that I have right now.
If you had an attractive teacher, would you have sex with her?
Yeah.
Would you tell anybody?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's not against the law.
Well, why doesn't it matter?
Because it's not against the law, stupid idiot. Because
hey, watch your language, okay? You're talking to a man who's older than you.
Yeah, but he's an idiot.
Watch your language.
But you're not answering the question,
man. You know, that's the whole problem. Being a kid today, you have to talk to adults whose mothers smoke crack, and so they don't understand.
Hey, watch your language, or I'm throwing you off my show.
his mom was a crackhead.
All right, look it. Richard, thank you. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Justin McElroy is a high school junior at L.A. Canyon High School. And I'm talking to you, Justin, respectfully, and I'd like you to talk to me respectfully and to my callers.
No, I didn't mean to, but that one guy was stupid. And
well, hold on for a minute. When I ask you, you know, did you tell the teacher to shut his cake hole? And you say, well, he was talking over me. I mean, that's just a simple question, all right? Now, you seem to think because of the Deborah LaFave ruling that the charges were dropped against that teacher who had sex with her student. The light's green, as you put it, to have sex with a female teacher.
Yeah, but it's not totally because male teachers are not allowed to, which...
Well, you think that's not fair to the female students or something?
Well, it's not like I care or anything. I mean, the females have said, you know, how come you are allowed to? But the point is that most high schools have female teachers that are not attractive, and I would, you know, I'd rather just go blind. I mean, I'd rather just gouge my eyes out with a screwdriver than have sex with, like, the one teacher we have, Mrs. Daly. She's our librarian, and she does wear tight dresses, and she does wear high heels, but she's, like, 60, and she has hair on her lip, and...
I don't care, man. I'm not asking about how hot your teachers are. You know...
Well, no, but you asked me would I have sex with my teachers, and I would with Mrs. Daly if I could put a feed sack over her head, but that's all I'm saying, you know? And
See, you're a very disrespectful young man.
Mr. Henry, I'm not trying to be... I'm trying to tell you how students today are treated, and if your teacher is hot and she wants to have sex with you, or if she's, you know, not hot and she still wants to have sex with you, then you could have her arrested. But
if a teacher wasn't hot and she came on to you and wanted to have sex with you, you'd have her arrested?
Well, I'd tell the principal, yeah.
Even though it's legal?
What do you mean?
I mean, you just said it's legal for a teacher to have sex with a student, but you turn in a teacher that wasn't hot.
Well, I don't want to have a teacher who's got hair on her upper lip, is hanky as a heel hound, and...
All right, I had to dump that, okay?
I'm sorry.
I had to dump that word. I don't want you using that word. 1-800-449-8686. Tanya, go ahead. Tanya,
there's just a definite double standard in this case. If a man teacher did the same exact same thing, he would burn. They would fry him. He would be considered a sexual predator.
Well, not really, because now it's okay because of the ruling that they had today in the news.
No, it's not okay.
Well,
it's not okay at all. Listen, I coach gymnastics.
They dropped the charges on the thing. And
just because charges are dropped doesn't mean something's not illegal.
Are you a teacher, ma'am?
I am a teacher. I teach.
What do you teach?
I'm a teacher at a high school.
Yes, ma'am.
I teach American government, and I teach PE and health.
Okay.
I also coach gymnastics.
Right there. See, you're probably, because you're a gymnastic teacher, you're probably very lovely, and you probably have a lot of young male students who, you know, have got, like, are springing a tent every time they see you.
What's the language, will you, man?
Well, listen, I also have a 15-year-old. I have a 15-year-old son.
Yeah.
And I just, listen, I coach gymnastics. The owner of the gym went to jail 2 years ago because he had sex with a 16-year-old at the gym.
Well, see, that's
he
not fair.
Fried.
That's not
he
fair.
He burned.
What do you mean what do you mean he burned?
Excuse me?
What do you mean he burned? What's
he
that
burned.
Mean?
They burned him. He went to
what?
Jail.
He
lost his gym.
Well,
he lost everything.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am, if I could?
Sure.
When you're teaching gymnastics, a lot of the things about young male students, you know, if we're looking at a teacher who's very attractive and, you know, it's obviously more pleasant to be with, you know, and I'm paying you a compliment, a beautiful woman than like a woman who isn't. If you come into the gymnastics class and you're in your gym clothes, let's say, and let's say you're showing, I don't mean to be crude, but let's say you're showing camel toe, a lot of the guys are going to be distracted by that. And
would you
please, I don't care. I
asked you to watch your language.
Professional.
What is she sporting
a
toe?
Teacher has a certain amount of, there's just a lot of trust.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
She was wrong. She should have gone to jail. She should go on the sex offender registry. I mean, why is she different? Because
well,
she's
why?
A girl? Because she's a woman?
But ma'am, I just want to know, do you wear your tights tight enough where you're sporting toe?
No, I don't. I wouldn't do that. First of all, I have two boys. I have a 15-year-old son and 11-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's inappropriate. She is inappropriate. She should have had a severe punishment for what she did.
Well, see, when you do
women want to be equal. They want to be equal. They want equal rights. They want to be thought of as equal as men until these kinds of things.
Do you wear a leotard or whatever at the classes?
No, I don't. That's silly.
What do you wear?
I wear gym pants and a shirt. I mean,
okay,
what's the matter?
Well, all I'm saying is if because of young male students, if you're coming in there with full toe, a lot of guys get distracted and they can't learn all about, you know,
the average age of a boy at the gym is probably 10.
Look, these are young boys, and she's not sporting toe. She said it four times.
I'm just saying a guy gets, you know, a pup tent going. And
understand, Justin, that you're showing your age. I know that.
I
know that you feel that you're in the right here. But when you're talking about sporting toe and this and that, and Mrs. So and So's got hair on her lip, you sound like a kid. You don't sound like a young man ready to enter the world of women.
Oh well, okay. You know, Tom Hanks, or I mean, not him, but Brett, or who's a good-looking guy?
Oh, shut up, man.
I'm Mr. Henry. Tanya sounds like a teacher we would love to have because she'd be beautiful and everything. I'm just saying, if she was at our school, it wouldn't be fair for her to wear a tight leotard because you'd see everything. And then you'd be all
distracted.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School on Deborah LaFave. The charges were dropped against her, at least in one county. And this young man, along with his mates in school, seems to think, hey, you know what? It must mean that it's okay to have sex with your teacher. And they actually had a student council meeting, had a meeting with the assembly, and then went and met with their faculty advisor and the principal of the school to say, this is our decision. And in the meantime, according to Channel 2, when they talked to Dr. Robert Schell, who's the principal of the school, when he spoke, one of the students said to him, shut your pie hole. 1-800-449-8686. What's the world coming to? We'll find out when we come back on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Very well. You will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right. So what was the decision? And Justin McElroy is back with us. Just a few more minutes, Justin. I don't have any more time. What was the final decision?
Well, I didn't. Wouldn't you say you don't have any more time?
We're up against our next break. What was the final decision on all this?
Well, first of all, Mr. Henry, I understood that I was going to come on your show to be talking about it. You know, and if you're blowing me off, you know,
I'm not blowing you off, man. But I mean, I got to get moving. Plus, you've been talking about the intelligence of my callers. You called one person an idiot. You're talking about camel toe. You know, you're talking about inappropriate things.
I'm just saying that a hot teacher, when she comes to our school, it's now okay for us to go to her house if she invites a group of us, you know? And everybody is saying that I'm wrong, but Deborah LaFave is the one that she had sex with this kid in a car and everything. And you got to understand something. And I think that a lot of adults need to realize that this is, I mean, did you see her? I mean,
yes, I've seen her.
That's like a dream come true for any kid. I mean, even as crazy as it sounds, even female students would, because she's so beautiful. And if I was in the back of a car with her and she was, you know, nude and everything, and then they told me that they were going to take her to jail, I would stand up for her too, like that other kid did. Because that's about as good a thing that can happen to you when you're a kid, is to have some teacher who's the first adult that you ever met who's, you know, she'll gob it or, you know, whatever. And
that's what I mean, man, gob it or whatever.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that she understands you enough for to have the sex with you.
All right, I got one more call, man, then I got a break. 1-800-449-8686. Hope, go ahead.
Yeah, Justin.
Uh-huh.
I want to give you just a little bit of a scenario and ask you a couple questions.
Are you a teacher?
No, I'm not. My scenario is this. A man I know very well had been married to a woman for years.
Was he your husband?
Well, no. BC
well,
Livin's
a lot
not,
of people will do that. You know, they'll say, well, a man I know, but it's actually your husband or something.
I'm giving you the scenario. Okay, speech is not out of this lady. Okay, she no. I already answered that.
She already answered that. Let the lady get her story out without you interrupting.
Okay. Well, she's talking about her and her husband.
She's not.
No, I'm
not. She already made that clear.
No, I'm not.
You're right.
Okay, this lady is a friend. It is not me. Okay, beat the snot out of her. She turned him in. He drugged this out for a very long time in court and got off scot-free. Okay, they have. He got off totally scot-free. He almost ripped her ear off of her head that night. Is that still breaking the law?
Were they having sex?
Of course they were. They were together. They were a couple.
No, when he did that to her.
No, he was beating her up.
No, he was beating her up.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's not what we're talking. We're talking about your speech and having sex with you.
I understand. I understand the subject.
In the news today, they said that Deborah LaFave, who had sex with a 14-year-old middle school student,
I understand.
They dropped the charges against her.
I understand.
And we had a meeting which basically said, you know, well, now it's okay if we ever do get a good-looking teacher here, which I think probably will, like, never happen, but, you know, there's always hope, you know. That's your name, too. And so...
Okay, I have another question.
The lady understands. She's putting you another example.
Huh?
I'm giving you an example.
And how many stitches do you... Can I just? I'm sorry. Did you have to have?
Excuse me, but it was not me. Are you listening? Do you comprehend?
You said that your husband beat you up.
No, a friend of hers.
Well, yeah, but that's. Well, how? Okay, how many stitches did your quote friend end quote have to have on her ear?
She had 20 some stitches. Now my next
question.
Did they
sew it back on, or was it?
I have one more question for you.
Was it sewed on?
Yes, they stitched it back on.
Then the question was this. The question was this.
You know what happens? I mean,
what? Hold on. What do you mean it happens?
Well, that's my. I mean, it happens sometimes. You know, if you smack a lady, it happens.
It happens.
It happens to be illegal. He got off.
Hey, it happens.
Do you see the scenario? It happens. So is this just another happen? Do you consider this one instance?
Hey,
across the board, legal for the country?
I'll bet he got off.
I have another question for you also. If you had your school meeting, is that correct?
Yeah, we had a meeting of our student prefecture council and also a general assembly.
Okay. And how is it that they came to pick you to be on the radio? I thought maybe they would speak, you know, have someone speak who could do it properly and actually listen to people.
Well... Oh, okay. Well, how is it, Hope, that you knew how to dial a telephone?
Once again, showing your age. Very lovely.
Well, hey, you just showed your age by insulting me. Yeah. How do you like me now? Yeah. 3 points from the top of the arc. We'll take time out for this word from Miller Lite. I just jammed you, and you don't even get
it. Look, be polite. This is not some game. The lady is asking you...
Yeah, well, she's asking me insulting questions about... And she's lying about how her husband ripped her ear off and said, yeah, a friend of mine got it sewed back on.
Who makes you an expert? Who makes you an expert to know who it was?
What?
Who makes you an expert to know who it was? It sure was not me.
About what?
About whether it was my husband or not.
Who?
Just because you're taking a general...
You know, can I suggest something? That when you're talking on a cell phone, have the good, you know, be polite enough not to be in a holler when you're doing it. Is she there? Hello? Is the caller there? Hoo-yah! Gotcha.
Get out of here.
Hey, anyway, I just want to say shout out to my friend Snooki.
Putz. Was she sporting toe? That's three nights in a row we've had toe on the air in some way, shape, or form. Justin McElroy, who says the light's green now on any good-looking teacher if they ever do get one over there at his high school. The lady in the library, she's pretty hot, wears tight skirts, nice high heels, hair on her lip. No go. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, coming up, we are going to be talking with Rudy Canoza, the owner of Jetem Lingerie on Ventura Boulevard. See how business is with him and talk about some of the things you might be wanting to get your girlfriend or your wife or whoever for that very romantic holiday coming up, Memorial Day. I don't know. You know, he should have been on around Valentine's Day, but we were booked solid. We will have on the 31st our next webcast. You want to see the Phil Hendry Show as it is executed? You can do so by getting a backstage pass. $6.95 gets you not only a backstage pass to see the webcast, it gets you an opportunity to listen to all the high quality, far out, groovy, bitchin' stuff that we have in our archives, our audio archives. And you don't need a backstage pass though to go to our souvenir shop. To look at some of the cool stuff we got there, and also to pick up our Best Of CD, the money of which goes to my friend's place, which brings me to our next big event. May 27th, the Phil Hendry Show Celebrity My Friend's Place Poker Tournament at the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens, and that will benefit my friend's place. $200 buy-in, and I like that. I like that gets the cheap power out of there fast, doesn't it? That real cheap, early, lightweight, that feather merchant stuff. Just, oh, $200? Yeah, that's right, pal. I guess a little steep for you. $200 gets you into the game. There is a five-figure first prize. I believe the purse is around 25 G's. It ought to be a lot of fun. So that'll be on the 27th at the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens. Check it out. We will have a contact number for you. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The epitome of radio.